Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a distorted jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is a smoky warehouse vibe, gritty drums, short bass stabs, a little atmosphere, and enough contrast to make your drop feel like it just got reloaded. This is a beginner-friendly DDNB workflow, but the result can sound seriously defective. We're not trying to write a whole new section from scratch. We're taking something that already works, then resampling it, chopping it up, distorting it, and reshaping it into a rougher, darker variation. If you're working around 170 to 174 BPM, perfect. 172 is a really solid middle ground for this kind of jungle-leaning energy. First, start with a simple loop. You want a drum and bass groove that already feels good before any processing. Think kick, snare on 2 and 4, a breakbeat layer, and a basic sub or respace. The switch up will hit harder if the original groove is clean and stable, because contrast is what creates the impact. Now place your switch up at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. That phrasing matters a lot in DNB. Listeners expect the energy to change in a clear, deliberate way. A very common structure is a main groove, a small variation, then a switch up, then back into the drop. That gives the switch up a job to do, instead of making it feel random. Next, we're going to resample the groove. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm the track, and record a few bars of your drum and bass loop. If you want cleaner editing, you can even resample the drums first and the bass separately. That gives you more control later. This step is huge in DDNB. Once you print the groove to audio, you start getting that real chopped up, recommitted energy that makes jungle and drum and bass feel alive. Don't worry if it sounds a little messy at this stage. Messy is good right now. After recording, find the strongest 1-bar or 2-bar section and consolidate it. Zoom in and listen for the best hits. We're looking for a piece of audio we can turn into a new break pattern. Now comes the chop. Take that resampled drum clip and slice it into smaller pieces. You can do this manually in Arrangement View, which is usually easiest for beginners. The idea is to create a jungle-style switch pattern, a snare lift, a kick-snare kick or snare-kick-snare variation, a few ghost note fragments, and maybe a little gap before a big hit so the next hit lands harder. A simple 1-bar switch up might look like this in your head, a kick and break fragment on beat 1, a tiny ghost hit a little after that, a snare on beat 2, a quick fill around beat 2 and 4, another kick or chopped break on beat 3, and then a snare or halftime style hit on beat 4. You do not need to overcomplicate it. In fact, keeping it focused is often what makes it hit harder. A really useful trick here is to leave tiny gaps on purpose. Silence is part of the groove. Sometimes removing a single 16th note creates more pressure than adding another layer. If your break drifts a little, use warp markers carefully to keep it tight enough to groove. You want it controlled, but not so stiff that it loses energy. And if you can sneak in a reverse hit from a snare tail or a bit of cymbal, even better. Those little reverse moments add a lot of jungle momentum. Now let's make it dirty. Put saturator on the resampled drums, or on the drum bus if you've grouped them. A good starting point is a drive around +3 to +8 dB, with soft clip turned on. Then lower the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it richer. If you want more attitude, follow it with drum bus or pedal. Drum bus is especially handy, because it can add punch and crunch without totally wrecking the groove. Keep the boom low unless you really need extra low-end weight. The goal is smoky and gritty, not blown out and blurry. A simple drum chain could be EQ8 first, then saturator, then drum bus, then utility. Use EQ8 to cut some muddy low mids if the break starts getting cloudy, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. That range can build up fast once you start distorting. Now we need a bass response. You don't need a complex bass line. For this kind of switch up, short bass phrases work best. Make a simple reese or bass stab using operator or waveatable. A couple of detuned saws or a saw-based reese with a clean sub underneath works great. Keep the envelope short so the note hits and gets out of the way. After the synth, add saturator or overdrive, then auto filter for movement, EQ8 for cleanup, and utility to keep the low end centered. If you're using a sub layer, keep anything below the bass crossover area mono. That's really important for DNB. A good beginner move is call and response. Let the bass hit on beat 1, let the drums answer on beat 2, then have the bass respond again later in the bar, maybe on the end of 3 or beat 4. That back and forth makes the section feel musical and intentional, not just like random noise. Now we shape the groove a bit more. Add ghost snare hits at low velocity, tucked in hats between snares, and maybe 1/1 beat fill right before the section turns back into the drop. These tiny details are what make a switch up feel alive. Use automation to create motion. In Ableton Live 12, you can automate things like auto filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, delay feedback, saturator drive, and utility gain. A very effective move is to slowly open the Breaks high pass filter over two bars while briefly closing the bass filter before slamming it open again. That creates tension and release without needing a huge riser. For atmosphere, set up a couple of return tracks. On one, put reverb with a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds and a short pre-delay. Keep the low end filtered out so it doesn't muddy the mix. On another, use echo with a short rhythmic delay, like an eighth or a dotted 16th, and filter some lows and highs so it sits behind the drums. The trick here is to send only selected hits into space, maybe just the final snare of the phrase or one bass stab. That gives you depth without washing out the punch. In a warehouse vibe, you want space, but you still want the drums to feel heavy and close. Now think about the arrangement itself. A strong DNB switch-up often sits inside a bigger phrase like this, a rolling drop, then a slightly stripped section, then the distorted switch-up, then a return to the main idea or a second pattern. During the switch-up, pull out some of the main drum layers for a bar or two. Let the chopped break become more exposed. Use bass stabs instead of a full bass line. Then add a short impact or reverse noise at the end to pull the listener back into the next section. If you want the section to feel even more intentional, automate a low-pass filter on the bass or drum bus, so the energy narrows during the switch-up, then opens fast right before the drop returns. That kind of movement is a classic DNB phrase tool. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't distort the sub too much. Keep the low end clean and centered, and let the distortion live more in the break and mid-bass. Second, don't make the switch-up too busy. One main break pattern, one bass answer, and one fill idea is usually enough. Third, don't skip resampling. If something feels sterile, print it to audio and chop it. That's where the grime usually shows up. Also, watch the low-end overlap. Use utility to mono the bass, and use EQA to carve space if needed. And be careful with reverb. Too much reverb can kill the punch of DNB drums fast. Use it as punctuation, not as a blanket. If you want a darker, heavier result, try layering a filtered noise hit under the snare, or duplicate the drum resample and crush the copy hard, then blend it quietly under the clean version. That gives you grime without losing the impact. You can also try a short re-stab with strong mid-range, or a tiny downward pitch move on the last hit for a nasty reload feel. Here's a really good mini practice exercise. Take an existing DNB loop around 170 to 174 BPM. Resample two bars of it. Chop the break into a handful of fragments. Add saturator and drum bus. Make a short bass stab with operator or wavetable. Arrange a four-bar switch-up, where the first bar feels close to normal, the second gets more chopped, the third lets the bass answer the drums, and the fourth sets up the return. Then automate one filter sweep and one reverb throw. Listen back and ask yourself a simple question. Does this feel like a warehouse moment? That's the mindset. A strong DNB switch-up is really about contrast, timing, and control. Resample the groove, chop it with intention, distort the mid-range more than the sub, keep the low end tight, and use small automation moves to make the section breathe. If you do that, you'll get something that feels darker, rougher, and way more DJ-friendly. And once you hear it working, you'll know it. The break feels broken in the right way, the bass feels like it's pushing back, and the whole section lands like a proper reload.